This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control toll-free here and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got an update on the Ferguson, Missouri case with regards to the curfew, what's coming next. That's all on the way. Plus, an Iowa state rep has allegedly been arrested for sex with an incapacitated woman.
It's his wife.
Yes, but apparently there's a problem with this. We'll get you the details on that. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. Let's jump right into your calls and thoughts. You can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Equalizer calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Equalizer.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? Well, you know, amid all the confusion and chaos and whatnot, another topic I'd like to talk about is the police brutality and the SWATs getting the wrong house and murdering people. You know, I think that, you know, I think people need to start shooting back. They need to start shooting to kill because, you know what, it's beyond the point of, of recognition, I believe. I believe that this is not America, and it's gone from something that maybe could turn around, but... You know, most people are sitting on their ass watching their TV right now, and they don't care. So I think the people that are patriots, so they don't want to be slaughtered by the Nazis, and they ought to shoot to kill.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, so, I mean, it would be – you would agree that it's aggressive to just go out in the streets and you know, kill a cop. You're talking about cops coming into your house with a –
I'm talking about in general. This is war. You know, they're enemy soldiers. If they don't – if they decide that they want to be all moral and be constitutional, they get kicked out before they leave being a rookie. So they have to. They have no choice but to be corrupt.
So just to be clear, you are just arguing people go out and start shooting police. You realize how crazy that is?
I don't care if it's crazy. They murder people.
It's suicidal.
Flashbang. No,
that's suicidal. If you're going to go out and start killing cops, you might as well just go ahead and off yourself because you're going to be dead real fast.
You'll cause less misery, too.
I'm curious what end you're seeking. What's your end vision looking like? What's your goal?
My end vision? It's called justice. That's what our founding fathers did. They said no to corrupt tyrants. They were sick and tired of the abuse of the redcoats. At what point do people say enough's enough?
Cause I think let's say you've got a bunch of dead cops in the road. Now what? Freedom?
Now what? That's less people that can murder innocent civilians and say, oh, I thought he had a gun.
But you just murdered. You just murdered people, in, according to the vision.
Is it your belief, Equalizer, that all cops are tantamount to murderers?
No, I believe that the majority are though also because they have to serve the elite. They're policymen. They're not peace officers.
Okay, so but just to be clear, you just said that you don't believe all cops are murderers, yet you are advocating for the killing of police. You said
no,
in
I'm
general.
Not.
Oh, you're not.
For self-defense. That's absolutely self-defense. It's
but what you're saying if you just went out on the streets right now and blasted a cop away, that you would call that self-defense?
Well, and I believe it's got to that point in society. I believe
so,
absolutely.
Let me ask you, you've drawn up the founding fathers here, and I think that their corpses are being drug up in vain. So first off, if the founding fathers fought for whatever they fought for, and the result is what we have today. So
we've slid away from what they invented.
I don't know who we is.
It's been gone. The dream's been gone probably for 100 years plus. I think the Civil War ended it. But,
I'm pretty sure the dream was gone for every black person in America the moment that the power changed hands. However,
that's a damnable lie. You know,
it's a damnable lie, is it?
Some of the biggest and richest slave owners were black. That skipped out of history.
In Louisiana, that's true. In the 1800s, I mean, there were some prior to that. that were owning indentured slaves.
Can we get back to the whole killing?
Okay, yeah, let's read about that. So let's point out for a second, we're talking about Canada. Canada just raided they never fought a revolutionary war, and I don't even know of a single rebellion that occurred in Canada. I'm sure I'll get an email on that relatively quickly. But, look, they're higher on the economic freedom charts than the United States. Maybe the course to freedom is sticking with the status quo.
I don't think so. Maybe the status quo should keep sitting on their couch watching TMZ, and then they're going to complain, oh, why don't I have any freedom, if they care? See, here's the problem. The people,
you're not going to get freedom by shooting people.
It's a damnable lie. It's got to...
Okay. One more damnable lie. Listen to this. Here's some damnable truth for you. The fact is that non-violent revolutions are three times more successful than violent ones. That is the damnable truth. Go look it up.
And aren't non-violent revolutions getting more effective?
They're more effective over time. In 1900, they were twice as effective. By the year 2000, they were near three times as effective. They'll get more effective over time because the government's got more better guns than you. As soon as they think you're a problem, they're going to drop a hellfire missile on your house before you ever get out with a gun in your hand.
I'd like to go back to Derek J's question sort of scenario for Equalizer. So, okay, you've got some dead cops in the street. Now what? What's your next move?
What? That's a few less dead enemy soldiers. They're not cops. Let's not call them what they are. They're not peace officers. They're enemy soldiers. That's what they are. They're enemy
soldiers. Well, I know these are human beings, and I suspect somebody like you, you either actually believe everything you say or you're actually an agent provocateur from the federal government.
Well, he's obviously chicken.
You know what?
He wants other people to do it, not him.
Either way. Well, I wouldn't goad somebody into this, Mark.
I'm just saying. You know. Chicken is the obvious type.
Yeah, how many people do you need to be on board before the killing begins?
You need a million.
You need a million people being willing to kill.
You make the assumption that there's not already. What about these militias? What about all the people out there in the Tea Party?
There's not already.
What about all the people in the Tea Party? They're sick and tired of having their human rights stepped on by told.
What is everybody waiting for then? If this is
a lot of these Republicans, all the Tea Party is a bunch of Republicans, and a lot of these Republicans' kids work for the police force.
That's the damn. Well, you know what?
Not a damnable lie.
I want to know when your line was crossed, because you seem pretty angry about this. What was the straw that broke the camel's back for you?
Well, the straw that broke the camel's back, hey, it's a bunch of stuff, okay? I don't get where we the people have become the slave and not the person I thought it's we the people are in control of stuff, not we the government. I mean, our founding fathers would have declared war 10 times. The criminals are running things, not the other way around. And just because under color of law you wear a badge and do that, that doesn't make you any less than a criminal. I mean, what gives somebody a right, whether they're wearing this and that costume or not, to do evil things?
I agree with those viewpoints.
The founding fathers gave those rights to people in funny costumes.
Well, I'd like to say that nobody gives other people rights. Rights are human, kind of just by your nature, something you should have as a human being. So, Equalizer, we may agree on some of the philosophy here, but up to the point of action, and then we part ways. You want to take action that will result in loss of life, and you call them enemy soldiers or whatever, and these are my neighbors. I mean, here in Keene, New Hampshire, the police live around here, and they... they're human beings who you can actually connect with. Yeah, they're doing the wrong thing in some instances, but in some instances I have seen them act as peace officers and stop a fight from happening. So
the only exception to this rule is the constitutional sheriffs like Richard Mack and Shane Harder. And look at them. They stood against Big Brother, and guess what happened to him? He got framed for things he didn't do. So don't tell me that we have freedom and that the left is somehow going to get...
I didn't tell you that you have freedom.
No, I wouldn't tell you you'd have freedom.
Not for a moment.
I would, however, question you as to when you picked up and moved for the Free State Project.
I wish I could. I wish I had the money to move.
Oh, you don't have the money to do it, but you can go out and shoot somebody, sell a gun, and move.
Well,
millions and millions of people, are sick and tired. Yeah. And just because it's not plainly obvious that that's happening.
All right, well, tell you what, Equalizer, why don't you let us
know? They're sick and tired, that's fine. But the fact is that the path that you're suggesting will be unsuccessful unless you can get a large percentage of the population.
Even Chris Cantwell knows that this is suicide. I mean, that's why he'll admit to you that he won't do this stuff.
Those sound cannons they have, they can be used on them, just the same thing. All the police did want to MRAP stuff, and they want to pretend like this is Iraq.
What's your plan? You going to stand out in front of the police department with a sound cannon?
I mean, how many people do you, how many people in your area do you need to move on this? Because you'll never know if you have a million people around the rest of the country.
Yep. You need to write this out. Get yourself a legal pad. Start writing your plan out. And I want you to, then you can set it down and look at it the next day and see if it doesn't look like a bunch of gobbledygook nonsense tirades by a madman.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of people are frustrated like that guy is. They really are.
It's a bad plan.
Or he works for the feds and is trying to gin up violence. It's Free Talk Live.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
How would you like to work from home, be your own boss, and make great money working online on your own time? These people saw the opportunity and took it.
Working online changed my life. I was able to get out of my high-pressure corporate job. It all started with HomeIncomeOnline.com.
I love that I'm able to spend more time with my kids while making over $10,000 per month.
Go to HomeIncomeOnline.com today and enter special code 2121 to learn about a multi-billion dollar industry that's just waiting for you to tap into its incredible earning potential. Full and part-time opportunities are currently available.
I just graduated college, and I'm making more money than I ever imagined.
Are you ready to start making real money working online from home? Just go to HomeIncomeOnline.com now and enter special code 2121 to get your risk-free information kit. That's www.HomeIncomeOnline.com, special code 2121.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 18th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here. It's 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, we can give you the latest on Ferguson, Missouri. There's news there involving the National Guard coming in, as well as more from, actually, Iowa. State representative arrested, apparently, for sex with his incapacitated wife. We'll share all of that with you when we get the chance. Your calls come first here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, want to remind you, if you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoin, now might be a good time. The price has dropped a little bit recently. Now, of course, you never know what's going to happen.
20%.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow with Bitcoin. It's currently hovering around $460, according to BitcoinAverage.com. So maybe a good time to jump in. Go and grab yourself a Bitcoin wallet for free at blockchain.com. There's a wallet available for your iPhone, your Android phone, as well as a web wallet, and they all tie in together to your blockchain account. Go to blockchain.com for your free Bitcoin web wallet to get started with this amazing decentralized cryptocurrency that is taking the world by storm. It's really an amazing technology that I think is changing quite a bit. So we're going to go right into your calls. We've got Uber George. He's on the line in Virginia. Uber George, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys. First, I'd like to start off by saying that WIT after show from last week, that was the most priceless bit of radio or, you know, podcasting show thing I've ever heard in years. And I hope you have another one Wednesday night with Chris Cantwell and all that, because that was pure gold.
All right. Well, thanks for that. Go ahead. You're talking about the after show that aired actually on Thursday night from last week, for those that want to go back and hear it. But go ahead, George, with your thoughts.
Yeah, anyway, a week ago today, I was crossing the Canadian border to go pretty much welcome Mark Emery back to freedom and stuff in Windsor, Canada.
Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot. He is out of federal prison now, and I don't think we've actually announced that yet. I think we talked about that it was coming a couple weeks ago when he was released. Sort of, what happened was he was released from the federal prison system, but then he goes into kind of like this immigration dungeon for a little while he's sort of shuffled through bureaucracies to finally get him to the border and get him over into Canada. So that took a couple few weeks, 2-3 weeks is from what I understand, and he is now actually back. So you went where, to Vancouver? Where was the party?
No, it was in Windsor, Canada, right across the river from Detroit.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
And that's where they decided to drop him off. Windsor is about the same amount of driving as New Hampshire is from where I'm at. So I figured, what the hell, I'm going.
So the feds, how did it happen? The feds dropped him off at the border and he was free at the border, or was he taken into Canadian custody at the border and then released?
I guess he was handed over to the Canadians at the tunnel. There's a bridge and a tunnel that connects Windsor to Detroit, and they took him via the tunnel, which was, I think, flooded out the day before because there was huge rains a week ago today. So it was last Tuesday that they let him out. Anyway, they handed him over to the Canadian authorities, and they processed him, and then they released him to this big crowd that I was at right there, like at least 100 people.
So, you know, exciting. That's fantastic. Now, Mark Emery, for our listeners who don't know, he was, and I guess still is, the editor, the publisher of Cannabis Culture, what was at one time a magazine that you could pick up in physical reality and is now a website where they continue the same work they've always done at the magazine. Cannabis Culture is kind of, they've always been the other, you know, like the counterpart to High Times, sort of the Canadian counterpart to High Times. And it's great to have him back. He went to jail, or to prison, rather, for about 5 years of his life, just under that, because I think federal good time is like 80%, so 80% of 5 years. He went there for selling seeds. He was a wanted criminal on, you know, the DEA's most wanted list or something ridiculous like that for selling plant seeds to people all around the globe, but certainly in the United States. And Canada actually extradited him for the purpose of him facing trial in the United States. So rather than protecting their supposed citizen, they handed him over. And so hopefully we'll be able to have Mark on the show again. It's been a number of years, but I would really, really like that.
I told him about all. I told him that too, right there, and you know, and he remembered you guys, and also me. I went up there, me and apparently some Detroit City Councilman also was there to apologize to him on behalf of all sane Americans. Like, sir, this was not our idea to, you know, have you locked up like that. And boy, I tell you, man, I got really, really, really searched and interrogated for over an hour at the border.
Really?
You know. Yeah.
By the United States or by,
no, by the Canadians?
Really?
Yeah, I guess that'll teach me to tell the truth on the real reason why I was going over there. Next time I'll just say I'm going to, you know, gamble like that. And I sort of myself was like, if telling the truth gets me this, I'm just gonna flat out lie. So I get back and
so what did they do? They tear your car apart? How deep did they? Were they searching? I mean, how deep?
Yeah, they searched the car and stuff, but didn't tear it apart, you know, like U.S. Customs, I keep hearing, would have done. But they did, they were pretty thorough on everything like that, and they interviewed me. They even searched my phone, and all, so they're looking for, you know, reasons to, you know, deny me entry.
Wow, search your phone. That's so invasive.
Yeah.
Did Mark Emery get to celebrate with a joint? Is cannabis even legal then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He sparked up. Yep. In fact, there's even a picture of Mark Emery on, you know, this, you know, lighting up joint. There's a picture of me with me right in the background.
Oh, right. The phone search.
With the Free Talk Live shirt on.
Not bad. Yeah. Thanks for doing that, George. Now, the phone search, were you able to observe them searching your phone, or was it something where they're like, okay, you put your passcode in, and we're just going to take this over here? How did that work out?
He did it right in front of me. You know, like, I didn't give him a passcode. I had to unlock the phone for him.
So you had to unlock the phone for him? He said, unlock this for me?
Yeah, you know, like that.
You're at the border, right?
At this point,
I'm
like, why? He didn't have to. He could have turned around and gone home, likely.
No, that's true.
I mean, this is kind of his choice. So, I mean,
they can do whatever they want, right?
But this is why I say telling lies to government officials isn't lying.
Well, wait, okay,
so... These people are going to aggress against you if you tell them the truth, so, you know, what are you supposed to do? Yes, I have Jews in the basement. You don't tell the truth in these circumstances.
What happened? So you unlocked the phone, you gave it to him. Were you able to observe at that point or not?
Yeah, I was able to observe him.
What was the extent of his phone search? What did he do?
He's just looking at some pictures, stuff, or text messages and stuff like that. Pretty much, and then he gave it back to me. But,
did he
know.
Go in your email box?
No.
Interesting. Okay. Because I was going to suggest, if this is something that someone is concerned about, what you can do is before you cross the border, you can, if at least with an Android phone, I don't know about the iPhone, I imagine there's some sort of ability to do this, but with the Android phone, you can go in there and just pull your identity out. You can, you know, you can unlink the Google account from the phone, and, you know, then when you go into the email, it won't show anything. Nothing will be there. Now, obviously, you won't be able to check your email in that period of time, but if you don't want to have some of that stuff on your phone, you can prevent that. Hey, thanks, George, for sharing your story. Was there more that you wanted to share?
I just said I was gambling, yeah, on the way back.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, that would really suck to be trying to go somewhere and have to give some agent all of your, you know, put in passwords so they can access all of your stuff. It's Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. More coming up on the latest with Ferguson, Missouri. What's happening out there? Also, Mark's got a story about a state representative who was apparently arrested for having sex with his incapacitated wife.
It's an outrage.
We will get into that when we get a chance. Your calls, of course, are also welcome. And again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know what else is outrageous? How effective My Magic Mud is.
I love My Magic Mud. For me, what's most important now is the way my teeth feel, so sort of slick and polished all the time. I don't wake up in the morning with that filmy feeling that I had when I used sort of regular toothpaste. I do use a toothpaste, but I use a sort of specialty, one of those natural frou-frou toothpastes. But I use My Magic Mud about three times a week, and the reason is I was using it, daily, but I had it removed all the stains from my teeth. It's a stain remover. It's also sort of a tooth polisher. It's like a hygienist visit in a tub. If you've got sensitivity. My Magic Mud apparently addresses. People have, their testimonials say that My Magic Mud helps with that. I don't have tooth sensitivity. But also people who don't like the taste of toothpaste generally, My Magic Mud has no toothpaste, no taste at all. Check out what Dr. Griffin Cole has to say at MyMagicMud.com. Right there, they've got a video of him, and he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. It was created by Jessica Armand, a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. I was reading some of the testimonials inside the Amplifier group. Free Talk Live's got an Amplifier group. Ian will tell you how to join the AMP program. But, I mean, people just kept saying over and over again, I love it. It gets like 150 applications from a tub. It's a great value, and I haven't had a complaint yet. MyMagicMud.com. There's another great video we've got at mud.freetalklive.com.
All right. So continuing on here, we started out with a guy calling in, taking the absolutely outrageous position that the police should be shot. And I wanted to come back around to that because we did have Uber George call in on an unrelated subject. So I wanted to come back to that. About the idea of going after the police. This person was calling them enemy soldiers or enemy combatants or something like that. But these aren't human beings. These aren't our brothers and our sisters. These aren't our neighbors. These are these automatons.
The Redcoats.
He did use that term.
They're Hessians. Redcoats. They're hired guns.
And he was calling
Watching. So there's a cartoon out there called Liberty Kids. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to diss it. But I was looking at how they.
Is this like a web cartoon?
Jack's got it. I'm not sure. I think it was sent to us by one of our loving listeners. We get lots of things for Jack through the mail. And
nice.
It is nice. It's nice to people. People just send us clothes. It's crazy.
Wow.
Anyway.
Anything my size?
No, but I've given you plenty. And I'm just too big for you to wear stuff. Anyway, they portrayed the Redcoats as you would expect. They're the bad guys. You know, and bad guys can't be good guys because they're bad guys.
Right.
Interestingly, there was a part in there with John Adams where he points out, you know, he talks about the Boston Massacre, and he says, look, it wasn't revolutionary. The Boston Massacre was a bunch of drunk people throwing rocks at soldiers, and they defended themselves.
They say that on a kids' show?
No, but okay. I think it was a rowdy group of drunks or something like that.
They got said. It.
It wasn't, in, I mean, you know, the revolution's a pretty serious topic, you know. And I don't know what kids get out of these things necessarily. Probably have to watch it a few times to really understand. But I thought it was interesting just how they just a little bit portrayed, these folks as human beings. But this is the thing is that it's so easy for us in narratives. It's so easy to create a good guy and a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And a bad guy is a bad guy, can't be a good guy. And a good guy, well, we have to look over all of the bad things they've done.
Well, I mean, it's long been a tactic in war to dehumanize the opposition, right? Oh, they're not fellow human beings. They're just Japs. You know, they're just Krauts. They're just fill in the, the stereotypical insulting term. And that's what. So I'm not really sure where I was going with that. Oh, I know what I wanted to say about the people who are advocating, as our caller was earlier, advocating for just coming right out, basically, and advocating for killing police. He essentially shoved them all into the same category. And suggested that they all deserve to die, and that they all deserve to die immediately, not like when they were attacking somebody or aggressing against somebody, which is what some people will couch their terms with. This guy was just coming right out and saying that. And I'd like to say about people like him, when they come into your group, if you are somebody who is an active participant in the spreading of the ideas of freedom, when someone like that guy comes into your group and starts talking about, hey, we ought to do... You ought to do, because again, he wasn't doing what he was suggesting other
and
people
I hope
ought
he
to
doesn't.
Do. But, you know, coming in and making those suggestions, you ought to start killing the police, et cetera, et cetera. And, well, look out, because whether that person is or is not an agent provocateur, they're bad news. That particular viewpoint is incredibly dangerous. It's going to likely lead to people being arrested, possibly people being killed if they take this person seriously. And I think that you need to approach people like him with compassion and, you know, don't come to the conclusion that, oh, it must be an agent provocateur. It could just be an angry libertarian.
What do you think the percentage chance
is?
What do you think the percentage chance is?
That it's an agent versus just somebody who's upset?
I mean, I understand
this
is wild speculation.
I have no idea.
I would say like 90% people well-intentioned, just not thought through. Like this guy sounded like he had all the right principles, all the right ideas, except for follow-through. Like come up with a plan for enhancing your own freedom. I'm with that. I'm down for that goal. But, killing people, That shows you've run out of ideas. You know, when you resort to violence, you've run out of ideas.
And it seems like most people don't have any ideas between obeying and then killing. Right? Like, nobody considered not paying taxes. How about not, opt out of the system, not following the regulations, doing agorism, operating outside of, you know, the government's control apparatus, not getting licenses, begging permission of bureaucrats. These are all things that we can do, and we can immediately achieve more freedom from doing them in our own personal lives and with our family. And Mark actually brought it up. You know, if you love freedom, ostensibly, why not move to New Hampshire? Why not join the Free State Project? Come up here. You know, the political system may be totally useless where you live, but not in New Hampshire. You can actually have liberty-minded people get elected here. So,
Exactly. I'd like him to take a few deep breaths before he picked up and moved. But he did seem to have reasonably good ideas on liberty. But he was clearly very angry, very upset. Yeah. And I can understand. I've been upset.
I've been there. Yeah.
And I've been angry, and I probably still am pretty angry. But I want to, you know, I try to get control of myself. It's not like I haven't in the last year thought the way he did for a moment in time. But I understand that that is a system that isn't going to work. And what I want to know is if you're so upset that you're proposing picking up weapons and shooting government agents of any sort, have you done anything else?
Right.
Have you done anything of value? Because I'm telling you today that that isn't going to work, that you're going to give everything you've got to get nothing. And probably achieve less of what you'd be a negative effect on what you want to achieve.
Right. I hope you don't have kids, you know, that are counting on you for something, or somebody at a workplace who's counting on you for things, because you'd essentially be leaving them in the lurch, because you're going to be dead when you start going around shooting police.
I think the right solutions start with exercising one's imagination. There's not enough imagination in this world, so you could start making the world a better place by dreaming it. That's step one.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess there is some imagination involved in thinking about deadly plots against your fellow man, but I think that there's not much effort that you have to put in.
No, there isn't, because we asked him, then what? And he didn't have an answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the feeding the white dog, feeding the black dog analogy. You know, there's a black dog and a white dog within each man, and which one wins, the one you feed? When you sit there and you scheme about polishing your gun.
The poor black dog. I mean, you know, they always get the bad end of things.
I understand.
Toll-free number. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. You can go there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. So enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Mark mentioned it earlier. You can do it for $5 a month. We'll take that $5 in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks as an amplifier, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only, there's an AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group, which has been a lot of fun as of late. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get behind the show and help us get Free Talk Live into more ears. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Littlefoot in Silver City, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Littlefoot.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I'd like to talk about the agent provocateur subject. I worked for years. I'm 59 years old. I'm a, what they call a baby boomer. Well, all human beings on this planet are veterans of the atomic war because it was global, and it's still hanging in there, fallout and all that stuff. I mean, you know, that's like a whole other subject, a can of worms. And then I'm a veteran of the drug war. The Cold War, I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. I'm a veteran. Now they're saying the Cold War, which I was in also, a veteran of that.
Okay.
I was on a nuclear submarine in the Navy. And some of the new historians are calling it World War III. And then there's people talking about kindling the Cold War. And
that's what we need.
And then they're saying, oh, that's going to be World War III. And then some of them are saying, no, that's going to be World War IV. Well, anyway, okay. After working in, after getting out of the Navy and working in 5 nuclear power plants, I went to work with Greenpeace people, Earth First people, Eat First people, the atomic veterans, You know, that whole bunch, there's a bunch of them, but I'm not a joiner. I didn't join. I don't belong to any groups. And
I know Derek used to work for Greenpeace. Didn't you used to do
fundraising? Outreach. Yeah, I did outreach and fundraising for Greenpeace International.
Okay, so you were you worked in the military with nuclear stuff. Then you went and you joined some groups to, what, oppose nuclear weapons after you had done military work? I'm not.
No, the testing in Nevada at the test site, it's actually they have exploded nearly 700 nuclear bombs there. Mm. They had some treaty years back, I think it was around 1969, and they stopped doing them atmospherically and doing them, subterranean explosions.
Okay, so we're kind of all over the map here. Maybe I'm missing out what you're getting at.
Oh.
But now you're talking about nuclear explosion, nuclear testing.
Well, that's what we went. You asked me, and I'm telling you, that's what we went to try to stop. And
you brought up Agent Provocateurs at first.
As a volunteer, well, see, because of the sensitivity, the government sent Agent Provocateurs and undercover people. I've worked side by side for them.
How did you know?
You mean like into the Greenpeace group, for instance? You're saying they sent agents?
Yeah, Greenpeace and Earth First and all of them.
Okay, so what clued you into who the agents were?
Well, it was pretty obvious to most of us because they had a different vibe. They weren't really as tuned into the whole scene, and we would watch them. And we had a guy that went with us to Yucca Mountain. That's where they were doing a pilot test program kind of thing, or not a pilot program, but a test program, drilling gigantic tunnels in Yucca Mountain, which is right next to the test site. See, Area 51 is in that same test site, but it's miles.
So would the agents provocateur attempt to provoke? I mean, would they suggest violence?
Well, they were successful one time, and half the group, during the walk across America, see, we joined up with a bunch of people at the DOE office in Las Vegas, Nevada in 1992, the 500-year anniversary of Christopher Columbus discovering something.
I think you're going off on way too many tangents, but thank you, Littlefoot, for the call tonight. You do have to look out for the agents provocateur. It doesn't sound like they were trying to provoke too much there, otherwise... You know, of course, it might have taken them another half an hour to actually get to that story. Whether somebody's showing up and they've got a bad vibe or a strange vibe, that's not always an indicator that they may be an agent. It may be an indicator that they just might be someone who's socially inept. You know, somebody who isn't really good at getting along with people or not experienced at in groups, that kind of thing.
I can tell you the who's the Fed game that goes on sometimes.
Dangerous game.
Yeah, sometimes at some of these liberty oriented events. I find it to be, really a nasty game. It's not. It's just nerds saying, "Hey, he's a nerd." In many cases, and really just not a game to be played. The fact is, the best way to operate is as though. As though you would in front of a Fed all the time. You should be able to do what do what you do, say what you say in a way that isn't going to get you arrested even if your wife's a Fed.
Yeah, that's why I say that, when it comes to having these agents provocateur around, it doesn't matter whether they're an agent or whether they're just somebody with an awkward, inability to relate to other people. Or just, an angry person who feels like they need to get some sort of revenge, whatever the reason is that they're around, if they're advocating for violence, it needs to be opposed. It needs to be opposed verbally. If people are around advocating for violence and you don't speak out against it, it can be seen. Now, this isn't legal advice, but it can be seen as assent. Like if somebody's around plotting some sort of violent act and you don't speak out and say that you're not interested in that, then they could perhaps, take your silence as you agreeing to the plotting of the violent act.
Certainly could.
So if somebody starts coming around and talks like, "Hey, start killing cops, everybody,"
then speak out against it, number one, and try to hold that person with compassion and show that individual why it is that they're wrong. And I would say that if that person doesn't calm down and doesn't cease advocating that violence, like once you've explained to them, hey, you know, this is a peaceful group of activists that you've encountered here, that you've come into, and, you know, we like to come at things from a peaceful perspective, and if you want to keep hanging around us, we'd love to have you keep, you know, being around us and helping out with activism, but not if you're going to be talking like that. You know, let them just lay it right out there. And if they continue to disrespect that request, I think at that point you're justified in cutting a person off. That's how I'd handle it.
Yeah, whether they're a Fed or not.
Exactly. Because either way, they are a huge liability because somebody might take them seriously. They might tap into somebody's anger or their rage, and they may begin to actually plot to hurt somebody. And you want to talk about a bad thing for the movement, if you will, if somebody starts a violent plot to actually harm, you know, whether it's government officials or average people or whatever, and these are going to be really, they're not going to be made, the liberty movement will not be made look good by somebody going around doing the things that caller was talking about, killing people earlier.
What about those people that, out in Nevada that killed those cops? I mean, they're arguably liberty sorts.
Yeah, didn't they have an Adam Kokesh video on their YouTube preferences?
Yeah, something like that. I think they were also snitches to the cops, but it's hard to say. There's all kinds of stuff out there, but people are going to believe what they want to believe. And if you give them, just a little bit of evidence that, oh, those liberty sorts are dangerous, well, they're going to believe it.
So we'll give you more on the latest on Ferguson. There's pictures. I'll post these up to our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. Apparently protesters were marching on the governor's office in Missouri. Guards refused to allow the crowd in. There's a picture that we'll share with you of two fairly large guards holding a rotating door from, preventing people from coming into these government offices that claimed that, well, the protesters weren't there on official business, so they were not allowed in. Several protesters apparently were arrested, including one lady for blocking the entrance to the government building there in St. Louis. So you can share his St. Louis office, the Governor Nixon's St. Louis office. Share your thoughts here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the disturbing story about a state representative who's been arrested in Iowa for sex with his incapacitated wife, and your calls and thoughts, even a mother who's arrested for cursing in a grocery store. We've got all those stories and more. Your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. You take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, and you can also join us via Skype at username lrn.fm.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com,
or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.